Beginn der Quran Daven, Sef des Nazar, Daven Mem Gimel, begin on Ma'al, begin Tes Mazda, begin with the Gemara. Well, the Gemara just tried answering Rabbi Yechon and said, that how do you have, according to Rabbah, Tum B'tum Aloy, B'tum Abayis, yeah, Tum Aloy Yovah, yeah, because B'bayis could happen at the same time. Conscious Sada, meaning regarding the case of Tum and Tum. So once you're ready to Tum, you're ready to Tum. So you can't be Chayav another time. And there the Gemara has to take his quote towards the Gemara, B'bayis Tum, or even the house also, given Al Yodhi Stab, once his hand comes in, it becomes Tum. As Tosfos explains, the oilam is because the room where there's a dead person, kamal yutumah dummy. It's like as if it's full of betumah. Meyat shayish yodim afin. The moment you put your hand inside, kilu nagames, as if you touch the dead person. By katalekrin lo yavan, you still have not yet come in because the majority of your body has to be coming in. And therefore, as Tosfos quotes the word the gemara, b'chei ayli kula hay tummy. When you're ready to come in, you're ready tummy. Umuchul ba'imur, you're ready desecrated. And the asri, and or the gears is the achrei. Either way. Regarding the warning, or after that, you can't have lo yave with lo yitma. And the gears is ki im kishu mechul ba'imer, only if you're already desecrated. So lo hayolanu. So Stacy explains we shouldn't have, and the gears is lidrish. We should not have darshan lechaloi lemait mechul ba'imer, who, as we said in the previous daf, as Rashi critiqued, but some other Rashi is going to say, because what do you mean? They're always mechul ba'imer. There is never a case of not mechul ba'imer, even by the case of lo yave. So on that says the Gemara, says quotes the Alamar Belaz is a tzir of yod labayis. We're talking about, you're right, where he claim another sheikh nis labayis claim maguf, where his hand is connected to the house, his hand goes in first before the body. You're right. Says quotes the word the Gemara b'shem to make b'shem bi'aleka. You're only gonna have tuma, but not of lo yave, because the mechul b'aymer is already desecrated. But says quotes the word the Gemara tzir of gufay claim another with hayyadi tzrufet v'shtuvas aguvay, but if his hands were connected and consecutive with his body, v'lo hichnis and tchilah, they don't come in first. Then as the word the Gemara, Tuma B Bad the other custom. So then Tuma B are happening at the same time. And that's when you'll have them both Isurim. Which says the Ram says interestingly, because Abagav, even though the Bais Manuga, a house that has a Negab Tras, Amapaka Shaykh Dimas in the Khodna Flamigalum base. Yodob, when the person sticks in his hands, the Mr. Rabban is only gonna be rabbinically tell me Afkimitzamel, although Mitzar also has the same Allah Tumasel. How come over here we're assuming that the hands are gonna make you ready Tuma the Raisa to say you already have Loyitma Hakim Layavi? So it says, it's not the same thing as halachas of tumah. Shekmeid came that also b'bayis hamanuga. When you have a house that has a nega, and if someone goes in over the tummy, he's going to be tummy. Afalei naga, you're right, even if he didn't touch it. But for halacha, even so, nishnas mishnayis, it's obvious from the shnayis over there. Yesh machitza kol shel mitzrayim, there is somewhat of a separation, but the mitzrayim late men, he's not going to make him tummy. Bilu tumas meis regarding when you have a tumah b'mez, afalei tefach mei b'tumah. Even the small opening of a handbreadth brings tumah. So obviously, you see that they're different, even though they have similar halachas, and therefore, yeah, there it's going to be rabbinic, but over here it's going to be biblical. So the Gemara says, okay, even if his body is going at the same time, but as Tosfos quotes towards Gemara, Yevshesh le'al chaykma b'reish, it's not possible that his nose didn't come in first, but nachas le'tumah, and that tumah takes effect. So that's before le'avay. So Elam Rabba, the Rabba says, zechnis yod mishum tumah ikka. You're right. If his hand goes in first, then it's going to be only tumah, which Perish Tosfos explains another mishum the chaykma b'reish, meaning because his nose is coming in first. But hechnis gufay. But if his body goes in first, tumah be b'avi adadik asim. Then tumah and coming in are happening at the same time. Claim another to explain. So you claim for rishikul zabayis. The nose is not going first because he's bending his head backwards out of the house, which, as the commentaries explain, on tesis. Come on, in other words, like you find the pasuk halachayv ka agman rishul, like he bends like a agman his head, which basically is just trying to say that the word kayv means to bend. Now the question is, okay, fine. Even so, as the Gemara asks, as tesis quotes, bo la efsha, but still not possible. Lo el etzba the kari tchila that his big toe shouldn't be sticking out when you're walking, your toes going first. As Tais explains, what do you mean? As Tais asks, why can't you say he's walking backwards, which then your toes are not sticking out, and then it's flush with the rest of your body? Because Tais says, no, maybe that's not considered entry. It's not considered entry. So therefore, it wasn't possible to say that either. Now, truth is, really, according to everyone you could ask, it's not possible that a part of the person won't come in first. Or the gear says rubai, meaning you're only considered having entered when the majority of your body is in. But some of you has to come in before the majority of you comes in. Therefore, you're automatically have loyit before loyavai. So either way, but the Gemara has two different approaches. And one of them has this quotes, it comes in some type of box, a closet, or some type of container. Now someone else comes along and removes the covering. The tumah biba, then because now the entry and the tumah happening at the same time. Which says the tzaklam, you have to say the besayel ha'isamaziva. That this guy was obviously assisting in removing the covering. The history of the magas, they were tumah with a warning regarding lashes, and obviously it's only if he assisted in doing that he did the iser. Now to the next taste, and that's the beginning of the gemara, that the reward of brayso. Oh, the second approach the Gemara says, "My Rav Ashi says, 'Kigun the Eil Keshu Gaisu.'" Talking about where he's being warned, even though the guy's not tummy yet, the guy's not dead, because he's Gaisu in the throes of death. So we could warn him, but he wasn't tummy yet when he comes in. But nothing in Shmas Adiyasev, and then that guy's soul leaves him when he's sitting Hasam Astasis over there. Oh, with the Tumah Biyah, but that's not because with the entry and Tumah happening at the same time, and your Isav having entered is only when the guy is dead, but he was only dead when you're already there, and that's also when you become tummy. Where the Gersa Merav Ansberg adds on the word Pishnud, which another Yeshim Bais, and the Gersa actually Merav Ansberg has to be that when the Nazar was sitting there in the house, and at that time the person died, the Bais Shusham in the house that he was over there. Now it says Taisim Halacham Ashmam here, it sounds like the Kain Asa and the Gersa Merav Ansberg is the Kondis Labeis HaKavaris. It's forbidden the Kain to enter into the cemetery after the Shabbat, even for his relatives over there, Tambur to become tummy. And the Gis takes out the next words. Although he's already desecrated for his relatives, because the Avlafi David Rabbi Soto, according to Rabbi, Pirish, even if he separated, also Tam is now make himself Tami. Because after he separates from his dead relative, the Gis of Ram Ranchberg is Yelech, Ashamism is going to go where other dead people are. And the Gis says, Umal Alain is going to be Mal on them, taking out the next words. And therefore, that would be problematic. That's Lashon of the Ri. The next lines, the Merav Ansberg points out, this is erased, and it belongs in Divrei Maskil Rav Ashi, which we mentioned over there in the Gilyan of the editing of the Merav Ansberg. Next is Master Beginning with the Gemara. So the Braisa brings two opinions of the Isser of becoming Tame. It says in the Pasuk Vayikra Lehichale, which today says Bekoin Hedjiksev, that's written by a common Koin. Which it says lechale, which that means as Tosi quotes at Shoshi Yomas until the moment that he dies, which as Tosi explained lafukim agur, it's coming to exclude if he's dismembered the lechale mashma, because the word lechale sounds like laachash nasachal after becomes a corpse. Rebbe Yomer as Tosi quotes b'moisim, it says in the pasuk when they die, which that's actually b'nazik, so that's written by Naza. It says la'avil imalei tamal hem b'moisim, his father and his mother not make himself tamal when they die, but they're both talking about when the person dies. So what's the difference of the source? So as Tez quotes, Rabbi Yechon, which says, "Mashmos Darshanik Benayim." The difference between them is just where you darshan this halacha from. The Haimemait Maguid Begoisim Lechali. This Tana excludes dismembered and in the throes of death from Lechali. The Haimemaisim, and this one excludes from Maisim. Meaning either one, the guy's not dead yet, so it's not going to be in the prohibition. That's one approach. Shlakish says, "No, actually, Geis is the difference between them. When it says Mechali, even Geis is Maisim is only when he's actually dead." So the Gemara asks, according to one of the Mechali, what do you do with Moisam? So the Gemara says, oh, you needed to teach the halacha of Rebbe. Where Rebbe says, it says, quotes, B'moisam, ain metama. When they're dead, you cannot be metama to the relatives. But metama ben nigam, but you can metama to their, if they have a neged tzaras, or b'zivasam, when they have their tama of ziva. Now the Gersoris add on two words over here, should say b'kasha. Now, this is difficult because what have to do with relatives? Even other people, he's not forewarned, but only if they have Tumas Mes, because like it says in the Pasuk, regarding all dead people, he's not allowed to come. So that's the Gilead's question. Well, why is it specifically regarding the relatives? Now, the Gisim of Ransberg is that Basifikas of, in the Basifri, it's written that actually, you're right, from those words, you learn out that to infer that you cannot become a Tame to them, Abul Yeshua behas with the Bashur, but he could sit by the eulogy and by the row where they come to Menachem. So that's what we learn out according to him from B'maisim. Now, the question was according to the one who holds B'maisim, what does he do with his own Svara? So the one says, okay, he could say B'mais. What's B'maisim? To teach you both. The one who holds B'maisim always do Lechali. So Lechali comes to teach you if he's not Mechul. Here it's excluded Mechol V'Aymed. But according to the one that learns Mechali, what doesn't he need for this Svara? Says the Gemara, no, then you can say Lachal, what's Lachal? So you learn both. So the Gemara says, Meisri. The Gemara asks, on the time they come up with Mishra Mesechus Olos. Mishra says, a person not Matame until, the Dibin Aschel Tesa here is going back. Im Kain, if that's the case, Nebuchad Lachal, why say Lachal? My Lachal, Lachal, with above. So that's coming to teach you both Lachas, to might Mechol V'Aymed. So the Gemara is amazed, but the Gemara is not telling the Kama from the Mishnah Masechet Zohar. Zohar, the main of the time, there's an Avshe person, there's not a time until the soul leaves him. If he's Maguyid, even if he's Maguyid, Pirish Tezik, when Losh and Gudi alone, like a person Daniel, to chop down the tree. Meaning he's Maul, but some Pagam is, he's full of wounds and cuts. Now, the person Perak Isha, and Yavam is the Kof Chov, and Mabay, is Daik Mach Hach Breis, or it's actually from this Mishnah, that the Maguyid Lechai, that someone who's dismembered is not going to live, but Tamuy Lemitame. It's not going to be Mitame, but Hamachai Eloi, But he's still not going to live, which actually on that point, Pligri Tano has some section of Pligis Tanoim over there. But be that as made, the Gemara's question is, as Tezik quotes Salman, the Mechala, according to one that learns from Mechala, which, like the way Rish Lakish interprets, Hakatani, but the Mishnah's teaching that a Geis is, Vein Matama does not contaminate Achiyamas until he dies. I thought they said that already from Geis's, he already has a halacha b'chol. So that the Gemara answers, no, regarding Tuma until his soul leaves him. Regarding Iskulit, regarding Chilu, and then Ha'ayiskal, he's in Mechala, as Tezik explained. Mikamakam Nidrish, we're still going to expand. Lav Yitma, the negative prohibition of becoming tummy, kill the Samcha as if it's near Lehechalai, which Lazikai is to warn him, Afkais, even in throat of death, because there's still a halacha of chil of desecration. Which Tais points out, Vahaba Motzlash, and the Gemara could have just answered, Dach Praise of Hulu, that actually, that this is going, as the Gist of Brandsburg, is Ki'idach Tana, or actually, as they're editing in the Brandsburg, that Kirebi, who he holds that Gais is not Matami, that would have answered that question very easily. But they're saying it even according to Rabban. But Tais points out, Mahaf Shemin from Al Sugi here, the coin in the Mizal Geis, the coin has no prohibition of by coming in contact with someone in the throes of death, because the Kamek Rabbi Yechon and Kamek Rabbi Yechon, we rule like Rabbi Yechon and Kamek Rabbi Yechon, which Rabbi Yechon said that there's no disagreement, there's just Mashmah's Dershon, so therefore everyone holds it's only when he dies. Kamek Rabbi Yechon will help, I know there is a Machlekes if it's a Geis or not. Whereas in Mior, the Bahagars, which actually my first point that is actually not the Geis in Bahag, but Tais the Geis in the Bahag was Abayev Mach Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon and his Geis was Abayev, but Rabbi Mach Rabbi instead of Rashlakish. Now, Fiza, Allah, he could Rabbi we passing like quote unquote Rashlakish, meaning it's not Rashlakish, it's Rabbi, and we would like Rabbi in Kanjas Tabayev, except for sixth place in the Shas. Now, the Rabbi couldn't Rabbi, Pligri Rabbi Rabban, Samach Rabbi Rabban. And by Islam, we hold the Halach is Halach Rabbi Mechabeli, the Gemara says Ne'irvin. We only rule like Rabbi when he disagrees with one person, but not when he disagrees with Rabbanan. So Nimzik comes out, Yehikon Muzal Geis, according to that, Yehikon will be prohibited to come in contact with Geis, because we would have to rule like the Rabban who hold that Geis is a problem according to the Girsa that Tosa has of the Bahag.